Greetings, Kevin here. Today I'm switching it up. The last bonus episode featured the first half of our Glitch in the Waitrix bonus audio tale, Moms of Mars V2. And in it, I encouraged listeners to visit our Patreon page to hear the remainder of the song. In this episode, I'm just going to give you the whole shebang, since that was the point. Share the song with you. And in the future, if you subscribe to Hellgate City's Patreon, you'll get a baker's dozen of bonus audio tales like this, and a new one about thrice a month. You can listen to them whenever. That's the number one benefit to being a paid subscriber. However, if you can't swing it, I understand. Join as a free member of the Patreon, and you'll get tasty morsels like this at random, because deep within my soul, I believe art is made to be shared, and doing so gives me joy. And until Prosthetic A, episode 21, goes live, free members can also take a peek behind the curtain at Patreon and read the original post with liner notes and lyrics, as well as the time-tracking posts I made for the last few episodes. And warning, one of them is, it's way too long. Don't read it. You can skim it, whatever. So, last heads up before we rock out to this work-in-progress song. Like Cinderella's ornate carriage turning into a pumpkin at midnight, the aforementioned posts will revert to exclusive, paid members-only content precisely when you need them most. But until then, you can find them at the link in this episode's show notes. Just tap on the episode art and scroll down and hit it. If you're on a phone, if you're on another device, you got this. And with that, may you relish the sound waves of Moms of Mars V2.
She would do what it took to win custody of their three children. To defeat her ex-husband, Don, she agreed to bring her family on the second human mission to colonize Mars. Not quite a victory, but the best option in the court's decree. She owed her kids and self a fresh start somewhere else, a place in the sun Don could never lay a finger upon. She moves between pools of light, suspecting silhouettes. Never do what's a hateful to you. Sleeping pods. She heard the news Don was on board with terraformers in the prison ward. After murdering a girl on Earth, he got a convict worker's berth. To the red planet on their way, they hurtled through silent space. He moves between pools of light, street lamps at night. Never do what's hateful to you, he was told. Now it feels so old, feels so old, feels so old. She lied awake watching asteroids, scheming how he could be destroyed. Make it look like an inside hit or a domestic fight. His cellie would be ideal to wield the knife.